see. You doing all right?
We're doing awesome. I don't need no money, sir.
I want to bless you. God bless me.
Oh, we don't need no money. We're fine. We don't need no money.
I'll buy supper tonight. Yes, yes.
You don't need to give us no money here. Well, I want to give you a gospel card.
I'll take that.
We're just traveling through the area.
Yeah.
And I travel and I street preach all over America. Call people out of the world. Call people out of all the false churches. The churches are running rampant with false doctrine.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me. No one comes to the Father but through me. And everybody wants the life, and everybody wants the way, but I find it amazing that most people have compromised the truth. And people are practicing many false ways, and Christ shed his blood to redeem us from that. And by repentance, we can
what
be born.
What denomination do you
mean? We don't belong. Well, we belong just to Christ.
God,
yeah.
I go to Church of God Prophecy.
Okay.
Pentecostal.
Okay, yeah.
Spirit-filled. I don't know if you believe that.
Yeah, well, I definitely believe in the Spirit. I definitely believe in the Spirit of God. When you talk about tongues and you talk about the gifts of the Spirit, I'm what you call a middle-of-the-road believer. Let me explain to you. So you got the cessationists, like the evangelicals, that say everything stopped. It doesn't. No, God doesn't do that stuff anymore. I'm not one of them.
No.
We came out of the evangelical world. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Pentecostals, the Word of Faith, the NAR, that many of them are getting caught up in a lot of deception when it comes to the spiritual gifts. And so we're in the middle of the road, and I believe God still does miracles.
Yes,
I believe God can use any one of his gifts that are still mentioned, but I don't believe they're active in the same way they were in the book of Acts. And I think the Bible gives us a lot of reasons why. Christ was showing his power, showing who he was. Paul says the apostles were marked by signs and wonders wherever they went. I mean, Peter's shadow healed people. We don't see that happening today. God can still heal. James says, anoint him with oil and pray for him. Paul tells Timothy, not heal thyself. He says, take a little wine for your stomach's sake. So we see that the healing power and the miraculous signs. I'll give you an example. What happened in Acts 2? The Holy Spirit fell. And there was a mighty rushing wind, and they had blue flames, or not blue, but they had flames of tongues of fire on their heads. And then 3,000 people spoke in tongues that was an actual intelligible language to all the other believers that were gathered in Jerusalem for the festivals. That's not happening the same way today. We don't see the wind. Nobody calls me and says, come, we're baptizing. Come see the wind. Nobody's ever called me. Nobody's showing me the actual flames on heads anymore. The tongues that I see, and I have experience in the Pentecostal faith, the tongues that I see are generally not interpreted. They're unintelligible.
Well, I've had them interpreted, and that's
yeah.
What, you know,
and they're in most cases, they're unintelligible.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, what I question about who's getting these gifts is the Father always worked through his holy prophets, through his apostles, through his people that were set apart and made holy. Following his word and ways. And the Pentecostal groups that I see getting these signs and wonders, I mean, they're worldly. They're keeping, okay, most Pentecostals keep pagan Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday. The Father did not ordain these holidays. In fact, they're lies. Jesus wasn't born in December, by all scholars' evidence. Good Friday and Sunday resurrection don't work because he was in the grave 3 days and three nights. He actually died Wednesday, rose Saturday. So the people that are getting these signs and wonders, the Bible says test all things. So I would expect you to test everything I'm telling you to Scripture. When I test the Pentecostal faith, we're talking about that, I don't know of one that's fully biblical that has come out of the world, come out of all the false ways of the denominations. Most of them are keeping evangelical adapted ways, which were really, where did those come from? Out of the Roman Catholic Church. Very few people have gone back to the first century, which is what we strive to do. Go back to the first century, and Paul says in 2 Thess 2:15, keep the traditions he's handed down. And so we don't see Christmas, we don't see Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, we don't say Good Friday, we don't see people living like, acting like, dressing like, entertaining like the culture. They lived totally separate, did they not?
That's right.
Yeah. So I would challenge, I would say across the board, I haven't been to every Pentecostal place, but across the board I would challenge the Pentecostal faith and say it came along. Do you know where the Pentecostal faith, the movement really came out of?
Really,
I don't. Azusa Street, 1905.
Yeah.
And that began a lot of strange manifestations that we don't see in the Bible.
Yeah.
Today, depending, I have to be careful, depending upon the Pentecostal body, you'll see things like slain in the spirit. People fall down under the power of God. You won't find that anywhere in Scripture. That actually the Hindu gurus, you know what they do? They pray and they touch your forehead and they bring you into a place of nirvana. I have teachings on all this on my website, on the teaching blog. And the people fall out under the power of the Hindus. Satan, who I think is the father of all of these denominations, he has infiltrated the so-called church, and people are caught up in emotional music, emotionalism, feeling things, tingling, warmth. None of that is of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit really does three things: teaches, convicts, and comforts. But the joy of the Holy Spirit we get, I see a lot of Pentecostals, they dance around, some of them run around, they jump and they're screaming, they're yelling. The Bible teaches the joy of the Holy Spirit. Again, I've got teachings on all this because I've studied this. Inner calm. Inner calm. So if you see me standing here, I'm talking to you, I have the joy of the Holy Spirit. If you pulled a gun out and said, I'm going to kill you right now, I don't want to die today if it's not my day, but I say, Lord, if it's a day, I got calm and peace, I'm ready to go. I don't need to be dancing, jumping up and down, screaming, yelling. That's of the flesh or spirit? Flesh. And so there's a lot of this instrumental music that's going on today. They have altar calls. When Peter gave the initiation in Acts 2 and told them to repent, do you think they started harp music? What do they do today? Turn on the music. And so test
and
everything.
Talk with, you know?
Yeah, test everything. And my website is laid out to do that. And then
I'm old school. I still got a fist ball, but I can get on my grandkids.
And you can email me, and I'd love to Bible study with you or encourage you. But Jesus said, if we keep the traditions of men in Mark 7, we worship God in vain. We worship him in vain. In vain. So when you keep false ways, in Acts 5, God killed a husband and a wife for what? One lie. So God is very serious about his truth. Yeah. Christ is the truth.
Love you, buddy.
I love you too, man.
Nice
I love
to
you.
Talk with you.
I'd love to hear from you sometime.
Okay.
And we're traveling through. We're going to another town to go preach at an event. And so I'm glad you stopped by. But test everything you believe with that gospel. You know, the whole church system, test everything from Sunday down. Ready? Sunday's not the Lord's day. Bible doesn't teach that.
Saturday.
Well, Saturday was. We're not Sabbatarians. Saturday was. Today, we're resting in Christ. You can meet any day of the week. We don't have to keep Friday to Saturday sundown. But for pastors to say this is the house of the Lord and today's the Lord's day, that's just not true. These are handed down evangelical ways. If they don't teach women to cover their heads, you see my wife, she has her head covered. They're feminized. Women are to wear a long dress. The Bible actually teaches men to wear a tunic-like garment. All the way back in Genesis 3, God killed animals, the first shedding of blood, and dressed us. So what you see is, I call it this, ready? Cultural Christianity. I call it churchianity. They've molded to the culture. A lot of them are watching sports, politics, TV, entertainment. You can't be of God and of the world.
Yeah.
So test yourself. I'd love to hear from you.
All right.
Thank you for stopping.
Yeah, God bless you.
All right, God be praised.
Good work, Tom. We'll see you in heaven, right?
If we endure and obey, and if we're truly born of him, walk in the truth.
I'm gonna be.
Walk in the truth, sir. Let me know I can help you. God be praised. We love you.